have more slides and I cannot speak English that fast, so I'm going to skip some of the slides. Okay. How can I move this? You know what? Actually, I'm going to let you listen music. I'm going to let you fall asleep and do some Tai Chi. Okay. Very relaxed. My main objective here today is just to talk about what is traditional Tai Chi. You heard a lot about Tai Chi and what is the benefit of Tai Chi practice. And I also want you to try to experience some essential component and also talk about the research I've done at the University of Illinois and also some future directions. First, I want to tell you how to spell Tai Chi. If you go to Medline, look for Tai Chi, you will probably have at least 250 papers there. I can tell you 99% that the spelling of Tai Chi is wrong. I cannot believe all the researchers, they didn't do research how to spell Tai Chi. But anyway, basically there are two ways to spell a Chinese word. One is the Weijiao system, one is pinyin system, whichever you like, but keep it consistent. Okay, and now everybody's mixing. Okay. What is traditional Tai Chi? Actually, Tai Chi, the full name is Tai Chi Quan. Tai Chi means the balance of yin and yang, and the Quan means fist. It tells us the history of Tai Chi. It means Tai Chi was created as a martial art. The goal of practice is the tranquility of mind and our spirit. The benefit of practice Tai Chi, I put into three categories. One is the primary benefit, secondary, and also holistic. I'm going to talk each of them. The primary benefit, because Tai Chi was created as a martial art, you can think about a martial artist, what they are looking for, what they are working on, strength, balance, confidence, all these issues there. And also, if you look at the Chinese martial art history, most of the martial artists, top ones, they started the Tai Chi because of health problem. So there are a lot of therapeutic effects there. For example, sleep is one of the variables people are working on. Holistic benefit, I want to share one of the very famous Chinese sayings. It is said, Yao bu bu ru shi bu, shi bu bu ru qi bu, qi bu bu ru shen bu. Basically, it means to improve your health. Medicine is not as good as food or nutrition. Food is not as good as qi or qigong exercise. And the qi is not as good as spiritual training. And this is the part probably the least expected and the most difficult to quantify, but sometimes the most significant in our lives. And now we know the benefit people are looking for. The question is how we get there, how to get the benefit, you know, what practice. Another Chinese famous saying is, half the work, double the result. And then, so through hundreds of years of the practice, combined the expertise from Chinese martial art, Chinese medicine, and philosophy, people come up with these three essential components of Tai Chi practice. First one, Qigong, second form, third one is Pushin. So Qigong, Qi is vital energy based on Chinese medicine. Gong is exercise. So Qigong basically means the exercise of cultivating our energy. And there are two big categories. One is the static Qigong, means you're lying down, you're standing, you're sitting, you do meditation. Second category is dynamic. Basically means, you know, you do, we're going to try some, you will know what that means. And also Tai Chi form is dynamic Qigong. And also your daily activity can be dynamic Qigong too. There's another in Chinese martial art training or healing art, there's one famous saying said, Lian quan bu liang gong dao lao yi chang gong. Basically means you practice any exercise. If you don't practice Qigong or energy part, after you practice all your life, it's going to be empty. And if you ask every Tai Chi practitioner in China, I guarantee 99% will know this saying. So I want to tell you one story, and it tells you how important to pronounce Chinese word and use pinyin system, which I prefer. I have one student, and he said, I want to go to China to go to your village. That's the original place of Tai Chi. And I said, okay. So I wrote a very nice recommendation letter. He said, I want to learn one Chinese saying. I taught him this one. So he went there, he practiced very hard, and then the headmaster of the Chen village, you know, gathered all the students, asked him to do a demo. He did them, and after that he said, I want to see one very famous saying. And he said this. After he said that, everybody was laughing. And then this one, the key word here is
this word,
it's a Chuan, basically means boxing, martial art. And then he used the Weijiao system, he pronounced as Chuan. He changed the meaning from, if you practice all your life of martial art without doing Qigong, it's going to be empty. He changed that to, if you have sex all your life without doing Qigong, and you'll be empty. So the people say, well, the people say, no wonder, and now we know one of the reasons why Tai Chi get watered down in America. But anyway, this is a very famous thing. For sitting meditation, it is said, if you don't practice stillness, you will never see the miracle of moving. Also, for movement, they said, if you study all 100 movement, it's not as good as one standing pose. That's a standing meditation. We're going to try that today. And also lying down, Qigong, it's very effective for neck pain and shoulder and upper back, and also sleep. And so second pillar is Tai Chi movement that you all saw on the TV or wherever. And the third one is push and it's two-person balance and mental and physical central equilibrium training. So if you go to Medline, there's plenty of research in the past 20 years, and you know, ranging from all the health, you know, variables you are looking into, and then if you are interested, I can give you some reference there. And then what the research I did at the University of Illinois was first one based on the old Chinese saying, the martial art saying, and what it said, your whole body should be one family, and then if you focus on one point, that point can penetrate the bone. Basically what that means, how you can organize your whole body to work on together. And it's about a coordination, it's about efficiency. So the study I did was about force control. You know, any strength training can make you getting stronger, but most of the strength training will make you less accurate to control your energy, your force production. So the study showed 6 months Tai Chi training and can improve the participants' strengths about 90%, their knee extension, and also the force control variability decreased 90%. So we call it a double gain. You get stronger and also better control of your energy. It is a very practical thing. For seniors, sometimes they fall. It's not because they are not strong enough. It's not they are not accurate to execute their movement. Okay. Second study, you know, there are plenty of studies talking about the effect of Tai Chi on balance, but the question is, what is the mechanism? So we all know we are depending on mainly like our inner ear, our sense of joints, and our vision to control our balance. So we look at the different, you know, this sensory organization and find, you know, through a six months Tai Chi training and Qigong training, our participant can improve the ability to use our inner ear information. This is the first randomized controlled trial, find that results there. Okay, here is, you know, we can look at baseline is the same, and end of 2 months, and it's different, but not significant. End of 3 months, significant difference in terms of the inner ear function there. Base of support, we know it's balanced behavior, and then we know if you have narrow stance, you have a small base of support, but if you can stand a little bit wider, you have bigger and have better balance, you know, in that sense. So we find that this difference also significant improved, the difference significant at the end. The third study is about immune function. And then there's a famous saying said, okay, why Qigong has a healing effect? Because about relaxation and tranquility, this kind of effect practice. So I convinced my professor to do an immune study. His focus is balance and strength, so we add some immune function study. What we did was, and then divided the participant into two groups after they did the flu vaccine, and to look at their response to the flu vaccine. And then what we find, the HI titer, baseline same, end of 3 week, 6 week, and 20 weeks, and then the Taiji group, the response is higher than the control group, but only significant at week 3 and week 20. That's across group. But within group, the control group, at the end of the 20 weeks, back to their same level, but only the Taiji group stays significantly higher than the baseline. Then there's another way to measure the efficacy of flu vaccine, and that is called the HI titer bigger than 40. In this way to measure the efficacy, we find the Taiji group showed a trend, a better performance and response, but statistically not significant. And we are speculating because of small sample size, and also our Taiji group is 5 years older than the control group on average. The mean this difference is 5 years, which tells us it's underestimated the intervention effect. One possibility there. So another thing is we all know, you know, it is a holistic training. So numbers, quantitative studies cannot tell us the story. Everything is yin and yang. We need yin and yang balance. In this case, we need some qualitative study. We want to know how our participant, what's their experience. And it's not only about the researchers, you know, how we impose our variables to them. We want to know how they feel about this. So we did a qualitative study. And so I'm going to just give you some data there. And then the last one, that's my favorite one, okay. I'm going to live the rest of my life differently. And I think this is just a grant to learn something when you are in your late 70s that you can use for however long you happen to live. I mean, what a greater gift and you can expect. You don't think about a 70 years old really learning new things they can carry on. This is so unexpected. This has made me feel much younger, let's say 10 years. Someone who hasn't done this has no comprehension about how much better it made me feel. I want to mention one thing is in our quantitative analysis, we find their balance and the strength performance is 10 years younger if you look at the effect size. And when we did the interview, they don't know. They didn't know the data. But it's very interesting, the qualitative and quantitative they match. And we find, you know, the benefit is wider range. And then, so we need both qualitative and quantitative study to study this phenomenon. And also, the qualitative study can definitely provide some further hypotheses for quantitative study. And so future directions, we really want to know to use the traditional curriculum. I just moved to New York about a month ago, and I went to different yoga school. They invited me to teach workshops, and I talked to the teacher. They're pretty much like yoga has been watered down to just a stretching. I said yoga is a very holistic training. We have friends from India, and we all know that, but I don't want to see Taiji go in that direction. So this is why I moved to New York. I said I'm going to do something and keep doing research and also deliver this traditional program to all the country. And so also we want to start people young. This is the theme. I wrote a book. The theme of my book is nurturing. And I have a sample there. I cannot sell a book, but you can look at it. Okay. And also we want to start people young. It's preventive things. And then this is my youngest student. he was sad. His dad said, do Tai Chi. But anyway, so...